The Sudbury Wolves were finally able to get a win over the Barry Colts for the first time in 7 head-to-head matchups this season on Friday night when they defeated Barry at home by a score of 5-3. Ben Rebick was the starting goaltender for the Barry Colts while Nate Krawchuk got the nod for the Sudbury Wolves. With 11:09 remaining in the first period and with Sudbury on the power play, Nathan Villeneuve scored his 8th goal of the season to give Sudbury a 1-0 lead. At the 17:08 mark of the opening period, with the Wolves once again with the man advantage, Kieran Walton continued his hot scoring streak with his 15th goal of the season to increase the Wolves' lead to 2-0 after the first 20 minutes of the hockey game. While on a power play of their own, Barry cut Sudbury's lead to 2-1 with Kayshawn Aitchison's 7th goal of the season at the 2:50 mark of the second period. Less than 1 minute later and once again on the power play, Dallin Wakely scored his 10th goal of the season for the Barry Colts to tie the game 2-2. Sudbury regained the lead with 11:25 left to play in the middle frame when Kieran Walton scored his 2nd goal of the game and 16th of the season to give the Wolves a 3-2 lead. With 36 seconds left to play in the second, Cole Beaudoin scored his 11th goal of the campaign for Barry, once again tying the game 3-3 with 1 period left to play in the hockey game. With 9:01 remaining in the third period, Hudson Citarone made a blistering shot that made its way past Rebick to give Sudbury a 4-3 lead. With 16 seconds remaining in the game and with the Colts' net empty, Sudbury native Alex Farran scored his 10th goal of the season to seal the 5-3 win for the Sudbury Wolves over the Barry Colts. With the win, the Sudbury Wolves now hold a record of 12 wins, 8 regulation losses, and 4 overtime losses on the season. The Sudbury Wolves have 6 days off before getting back on the ice at the Sudbury Community Arena on Friday, December 6th against the visiting Erie Otters, with puck drop scheduled for 7:05 p.m.